The work of building a democratic infrastructure is occurring throughout Iraq, from Baghdad to the smallest villages. Commentator Stacey Gilbert describes her work with Kurds in the small town of Erbil in northern Iraq.
Recently, I went out on the roof and admired the graceful arc of tracers in the clear night sky. I don't usually hear much gunfire in Erbil. Only AK-47s fired to herald weddings, the end of Ramadan, the beginning of the new year, the visit of a tribal chief, or the latest victory of the local soccer team. Okay, I hear a lot of gunfire in Erbil, but none of it hostile. You may not know where Erbil is because it doesn't feature in the news reports of car bombings or convoy attacks, but it's one of the largest cities in the mostly Kurdish area of northern Iraq. It's sometimes hard to believe I'm in Iraq. The north shares many of the same concerns as the rest of the country: inconsistent electricity, long lines for gas, a new currency and a completely new economic system. But conditions couldn't be more different. The problems of Baghdad and Bakuba seem a world away from the relative calm in this part of the north. Most Kurdish inhabitants are deeply grateful that the coalition is here. It's not just for the work our soldiers and engineers are doing to overhaul village sewage systems, renovate schools, clear landmines, and mediate myriad local disputes. It's also because we are helping Iraqis build democratic institutions that provide representation for all, as well as protection for minorities. The Kurds' gratitude and hospitality is as overwhelming as it is ubiquitous. Families displaced by Saddam's regime often invite me into their mud brick homes and offer me a cushion on the floor. They serve tiny cups of sweet tea and insist I share a meal with them. Children run to the road to wave and give us a thumbs up as we drive by, rather than throw rocks. I don't carry a gun because I'm always accompanied by Peshmerga, the fiercely loyal Kurdish militia, who are sworn to protect my life, my honor, and my car. The only time I've been threatened was by a nomadic tribe whose members are renowned for their ability to speak in verse. The chief warned me that if I couldn't bring them blankets before the first snowfall, he would scold me with a bad poem. If I could help them, however, he promised to honor me with a verse of unparalleled beauty. From where I work, I can see snow on the not-too-distant mountains. I'm hopeful that a bitterly cold winter may eventually kill off some of the flies, and that snow will forge the mountain streams that transform barren desert valleys into rolling hills of wildflowers in the spring. I feel lucky to be in Erbil, seeing the stark beauty of the harsh terrain, the awesome evidence of civilization's history. I'm especially fortunate to be here among these people, at the crossroads of their own history. My wish for all of Iraq is that someday soon, gunfire will no longer be anything but celebratory.
The comments of Stacey Gilbert, an advisor working with displaced Kurds in northern Iraq.